اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا ابو صفا.
ويلكم هم نوا ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشی ہم قدم والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم
اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم
پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر پرورش تربیت.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isop, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Today being the 14th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446, corresponding to the 18th of September, 2024. It is the midweek show, alhamdulillah. You know, you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. These are the numbers that you can send in your recipes. And even if you have any suggestions for the show, then you may do so. Inshallah, let us begin with our first recipe, and that will be for a Nutella chocolate biscuit. Nutella chocolate biscuits, and this was sent in by Sister Fatima Latif. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima for sending in this recipe. So firstly, you're going to need 250 gram of butter. 250 grams of butter. 1 cup Maizena. 1 cup Maizena. 3/4 cup icing sugar. 3/4 cup icing sugar. 2 tablespoons of cocoa. 2 tablespoons of cocoa. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1 egg. 1 egg. 3 to 4 heaped tablespoons of Nutella. 3 to 4 heaped tablespoons of Nutella. And you put the flour as requested. Flour as required. Flour as required. So that was the ingredients for the Nutella chocolate biscuit. So the method that you're going to use, you're going to beat the butter until it's white. beat the butter until it's white. Then you're going to add in the balance of the ingredients besides the cake flour. Then you're going to add in the balance of the ingredients besides the cake flour. Add in the cake flour as needed. Add in the cake flour as needed. Then you're going to pipe onto the trays. You're going to pipe onto the trays. Then you're going to bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees. You're going to bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees. Then you're going to allow it to cool and fill with Nutella. So that was the Nutella chocolate biscuit recipe, and that was sent in by Sister Fatima Lateep. So we're going to go through it again. 250 gram of butter, 1 cup of maizena, 3/4 cup of icing sugar, 2 tablespoons of cocoa, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 egg, 3 to 4 heaped tablespoons of Nutella, the flour as required. You're going to beat the butter until it's white. Beat the butter until it's white. Then add in the balance of the ingredients besides the cake flour. Add in the cake flour as needed. Pipe onto the trays. Then you're going to bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees. Then allow to cool and fill with the Nutella. So that was the Nutella chocolate biscuits, and that was sent in by Sister Fatima Lateef. And we have our listeners across the country, alhamdulillah. We have in Centurion, we have in Boxburg, Bakerton, Standerton, Polokwane. We say Jazakallah Khairan and welcome to the midday show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Our next recipe that we're going to have or sent in is for the famous naan katais. So inshallah, we're going to be doing the naan katai recipe. I know a lot of people have different methods of making naan katais. But anyway, this was a recipe that was sent in. You're going to need 1 cup of ghee. You're going to need 1 cup of ghee. 1 cup of caster sugar. 1 cup of caster sugar, 3/4 cup of chana flour, 3/4 cup of chana flour, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate soda, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate soda. Then you're going to need ilachi and nutmeg to preference. Ilachi and nutmeg to preference. Then you're going to have 2.5 to 3 cups of plain flour. Two and a half to three cups of plain flour. Then you're going to beat the ghee and the sugar together. Beat the ghee and the sugar together. Then you're going to add the ilachi and the nutmeg and the bicarbonate soda. the ilachi, the nutmeg, and the bicarbonate soda. Then you're going to add all the dry ingredients and mix well. Add all the dry ingredients and mix well. And then you're going to bake at 180 degrees for approximately 20 minutes. Bake at 180 degrees for approximately 20 minutes. So that was a quick naan ketai recipe, but we're going to go through it again. 1 cup of ghee, 1 cup of caster sugar, 3/4 cup of chana flour, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate soda, ilachi and nutmeg to preference, 2.5 to 3 cups of plain flour. Those are the ingredients. And then the method, you're going to beat the ghee and the sugar together. Beat the ghee and the sugar together. Then you're going to add the ilachi and the nutmeg and the bicarbonate soda. Then you're going to add all the dry ingredients and mix it well. And then you're going to bake at 180 degrees for approximately 20 minutes. Our next recipe comes in from Sister Rohana Ibrahim. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Rohana. And this is for a peri-peri Portuguese king club. Peri-peri Portuguese king club. So the ingredients, you're going to need 1 kilo of king club. 1 kilo of king club. 'Re going to need the juice of 1/2 lemon. You're going to need the juice of 1/2 lemon. 15 mls of paprika. 15 mls of paprika. 15 mls of vinegar. 15 ml of vinegar. You're going to need 2 mls of black pepper. 2 mls of black pepper. 6 to 8 whole dry red chilies. 6 to 8 whole dry red chilies. 3 crushed cloves garlic. 3 crushed cloves garlic. 60 mls of olive oil. 60 mls of olive oil. And 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. So the ingredients is 1 kilo of king club, the juice of 1/2 lemon, 15 mls of paprika, 15 mls of vinegar, 2 mls of black pepper, 6 to 8 whole dry red chilies, 6 to 8 whole red dry chilies, 3 crushed cloves garlic, 60 mls of olive oil, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Then for your method, you're going to soak the whole chilies in the boiling water. Soak the whole chilies in boiling water. When the chilies are soft, remove it from the water. When the chilies are soft, you remove it from the water. Then you're going to liquidize or grind the whole chilies with the rest of the ingredients. Liquidize and grind the whole chilies with the rest of the ingredients. and you're going to liquidize and grind the whole chilies with the rest of the ingredients until smooth and fine in texture. Until smooth and fine in texture. Then you're going to marinate the washed and cleaned king clip in the peri peri paste. Marinate the washed, cleaned king clip in the peri peri paste. Then you're going to fry in the olive oil until it's cooked. Fry in the olive oil until it's cooked. Then you're going to serve with the Portuguese rolls, chips, or salad. Serve with the Portuguese rolls, chips, or salad. So that was the recipe for the peri peri Portuguese king clip. And that was sent in by Sister Rohana. If you have any recipes that you would like to share, you can send your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our next recipe that comes in is by Sister Fatima Latif. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima Latif. I think Sister Fatima Latif also sent in the Nutella chocolate biscuits. So this one here is for a saucy pepper steak. Saucy pepper steak recipe. So you're going to need 1 kilo of steak. 1 kilo of steak. Sprinkling of salt. Sprinkling of salt. You will need lemon pepper. You will need lemon pepper. Then you're going to need inner parmesan chili garlic sauce. Inner parmesan chili garlic sauce. Steak and chopped spices. Steak and chopped spices. Barbecue spice. Barbecue spice. You're going to need the green masala, grounded fresh coriander leaves. You're going to need aromat. And you're going to need 2 tablespoons of mayo. 2 tablespoons of mayo. So the recipe, the ingredients, 1 kilo steak, a sprinkling of salt, lemon pepper, inner parmesan chili garlic spice, we need steak and chopped spice, barbecue spice, green masala, the grounded fresh coriander leaves, aromat, and 2 tablespoons of mayo. In the method, you're going to marinate and cook the steak until tender. You're going to marinate and you're going to cook the steak until tender. When you're almost done, then you can add the butter. You can add butter, Nando's peri peri sauce, and 125 ml of fresh cream. And then you can garnish it with spring onions. So that was the recipe for a saucy pepper steak. So inshallah, those are the recipes. Alhamdulillah, we say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners that sent in your recipes. And don't forget, if you want your recipe to be read out, and if you want you have any suggestions or any criticism for the show, then you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, we're going to be going for our nasheed break, and when we return, we will be discussing, we will have our discussion segment that will take us from 12:30 right up to 12:45 or 12:50 with Maulana Zaid Khan, inshallah. It's just gone 25 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners that sent in their recipes. Now, inshallah, we're going to be continuing with our discussion, our daily nasiha that we give from 12:30, 12:35 to the end of our show. Today's discussion, or today's nasiha, what we're going to speak about is the value of one person's life. You know, I seen a post yesterday, very apt, right? Where it says, I'll call you later. Let me just give you, let me read it out for you. It says, later, I'll talk to you later, I'll call you later, I'll see you later, we'll walk later, I'll tell you later. We leave everything for later, but forget that later does not belong to us. Later, our loved ones are no longer with us. Later, we don't hear them and we don't see them. Later, they are just memories. Later, the day becomes night. The force becomes helpless. The smile becomes a grimace. And life becomes death. Later becomes too late. So my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we need to take cognizance and never leave any work, never leave today's work for tomorrow. Because we're not guaranteed, right? Like, for example, when someone is expecting, we know that, inshallah, the mother will give birth at around this time, right? We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for all the women that are expecting, first-time parents, or parents, you're going to become parents again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you all. In that time frame, we know that, okay, you know what? 8 months, 8.5 months, 9 months. Sometimes even women give birth at 7 months. It's natural. But how do we know when is our time to meet our Creator, our beloved Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We do not know. We hear of stories, people passing away in accidents. Just recently, a youngster, still in matric, passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. Fill the qabr with nur. But my point is, don't leave anything for tomorrow. If you have the opportunity, if you have the means, do what needs to be done today. Because you are not guaranteed anything. Nowhere is it written anywhere that you are guaranteed that, you know what, you are going to live for 50, 60, 70 years. If you can show me, if you can prove it to me, that you know that you got it in writing, that listen, I got writing that listen, this is my lifespan, I'm going to live for 75, 80 years, then I will salute you. But also at the same time, do not have pride, do not have arrogance. Live your life humbly and within your means. Because when you pass away, and you're in that qabr, and you're answering your questions, your money is not going to help you. Your status in this dunya is not going to help you. Your flashy cars, your wealth, everything is not going to help you. It's just your a'mal, your good actions, and the way you treat people. Those are the only things that are going to help you. Your Quran, your salat, your tilawat of the Quran, the Durood Sharif, all these things that will bring us closer to Almighty Allah. That is what will help us in the Qabr and in the Akhirat. The world is not even significant to the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah. Yet we carry on like we are going to be here forever. So inshallah, Maulana, are you with us today? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, can you hear me?
Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope you are well, Maulana.
Ji, all well, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, yourself.
Alhamdulillah, shukr, Maulana. I don't know if Maulana heard.
No, I couldn't hear because of the
headphones. So basically, Maulana, what I was explaining to the listeners that the way we carry on when we're living in this world, that we've got it set that, you know what, we are going to live for 65, 70, 80 years. But when a woman is going to give birth, that time frame we know, okay, you know what, they find out that she's about 3 weeks pregnant. And then the you can judge, okay, you know what, maybe around January, February, she'll give birth around the second week. Even doctors start giving, when you go for these 3D scans or ultrasounds, you know, then they give you like a date, estimated date. Mm. But nobody knows exactly when the child will be born except Almighty Allah. The doctor can tell you February, right? The child can come in the end of January. Some women give birth at 7, 8, 8.5 months. So like that, we know when the person or when the woman is going to give birth, right? But do we know our time that we are going to pass away? It's not written anywhere. The only time that a person or a personality, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Malak al-Mawt came and asked, Malak al-Mawt actually asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do you still want to live in this world as a banda of Almighty Allah, or do you want to meet your Creator? And of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose that he wants to meet his beloved. He was the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the only person that he was given the option. From all the Anbiya, even 124,000 Anbiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the only person that was given the choice. Now, the way we are carrying on in this world, Maulana, is that, you know, like we are going to live forever. We got so much. It's unfortunate in this society that we are living in that we walk around with our chest out, like we've got pride, we've got arrogance. We think, you know what, we've got mal, we've got money, we've got wealth, we've got status. But in the Qabr, what's going to help us, Maulana? It's only going to be our actions. Our Quran tilawat. That's why it is recommended that after Isha Salah, you read Surah Tabarak, Surah Mulk. Because Surah Mulk will be a means of protection for you against the adab of the Qabr and the punishment of the Qabr. So we must live a life, if you got it within your means, live it according to your means. Don't go and burn your pocket and go and do things to impress people. You know, Mufti Sahib mentioned, I'm not sure of the verse, if I'm not mistaken, it's Surah Tawbah. But Mufti Sahib mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, that don't worry about what people, rather please Almighty Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing, all-knowing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with your action, nobody else matters. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly is the judge of all judges. He is Malikul Mulk, Zul Jalal wal Ikram. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will judge us for our actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, He won't ask us, well, what you did for the community. You know, then the person will say, oh, Ya Allah, I built a masjid for you. He say, you never built a masjid for me. You built it because you want to get name recognition and fame. But you never built it with your heart. You see, Mara? So, basically, that's what we were discussing, inshallah.
Gee, so you started off with that about birth, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Luqman, if you go to verse 31, in fact, verse 34, the last verse of Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows the knowledge of the hour. وَيُنَزِّلُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ And He sends down the rain. Alhamdulillah, yesterday, last night, the other day also, we got just the first few drops of rain. You will teach our listeners what must you recite there. When you see it raining, then say, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ Say, مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ مُطِرْنَا It has rained upon us. مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ By the fadl, the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who recites this, he sees the rain at night, he recites it. In the morning, this is a sign of a believer. A person who says, you know what, it's raining because of climate change. It's raining because of this star. It's raining because of this. Recently, we have some family members. Allah azza wa jal reward them. They moved into their new home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up the doors of mercy upon them. So the previous people that were staying there, they say this person, he used to believe in aliens and stars and aliens and all of this. And strangely enough, I recall my father was taking me. We went to see a car. He wanted to purchase and we bought the car afterwards. But I'll never forget that person who we went to, he said, with his telescope, you can see the stars and he sees different creations. And sometimes he also sees these aliens and stuff like this. And he believes it. And we say, but Muslim, yes, when you are so indoctrinated, when you are so, you are what you see, you are what you eat, you are what you read. These are all English statements which we know. So when you are reading that which is wrong, you are eating that which is doubtful. And most of the time, if you're not checking, you don't know what you're consuming. So all of this gets contaminated. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when is the hour going to occur. Allah azza wa jal sends the rain. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the wombs. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't say وَيَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ Who is in the womb? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Because these people will claim. See, you say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, we do not know, but there we can tell you what's in the womb. But they cannot tell you, even if it was, they still cannot tell you if this baby is going to be born healthy. They cannot tell you whether this baby, what age this baby will die, as you mentioned. They cannot tell you how many hair is going to be on this baby. They cannot tell you all the different facts about this child. They can just give you basics. It's like seeing, if you see with a telescope, you see the moon. And you see it with a telescope, but with a naked eye, you can't see it. So, of course, you used an instrument to see it. That doesn't mean that you have full knowledge of what's in there and it doesn't mean you have knowledge of the unseen. It just means that you have knowledge of what you see and what you saw with a utensil or with an instrument, rather. So, as you mentioned then further, you spoke about people and Muslims that we are so desirous of this life. But when you see verse 96 of the Quran Sharif of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, who is it? It is the Jews. They are desirous of living. You will find them, they are strongly willing, wishing for life. Who are these people? It is the Jews, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا And it is those who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. They wish they would live 1,000 years. And why do they wish this? We speak to Jews, you ask them, they say, hey, we need to keep ourselves active till the very end of our lives. Why? Because we want to live long. That's why they pride themselves in all of this, taking care of their health. Yes, we must also. But our objective is to keep ourselves healthy for ibadah. Keep ourselves healthy so that we can make the effort, the ibadah, till a greater time, a greater or later stage in our lives, let's say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ. Verse 8. Say this death which you're running away from. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Death indeed will meet you. Death indeed will meet you. And then, ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen, وَالشَّهَادَةِ, and the seen. So you claim to know, have knowledge with your instruments of that which you see, but you don't have knowledge of the unseen. As you mentioned, Haji Suleiman, nobody knows their date of death. We all know date of birth. You see it in your birth certificate. But this, we just carry on with our lives. Take it on the macro scale. Those who are brutally murdering, killing, and using instruments of this nature, pagers. And Haji Suleiman, maybe you can tell me, why were the people of Iran using pagers?
Pagers?
You know those pagers they use to communicate?
Oh, yeah, the pagers, yeah.
Why were they, don't they have cell phones?
I'm not sure, bro. Because sometimes, you know, with mobile devices, you can track.
Okay.
Or, and you can tap into the phone. Like, I think Maulana had a guest once from Gaza.
Hmm.
And the connection was very, very poor.
Hmm.
Remember, Maulana, we had a guest in the morning.
And then we had to use the WhatsApp.
We had to use the WhatsApp, yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's
because something really sounds fishy. Because remember, few weeks ago, or few months ago, let's say, when the Iranians sent a bomb to Israel, who was bombed? It was those people who claimed to be, they are not Muslims. It's a offshoot of the Shias, and these are the Ismaili Shias. And they, when what happened with them was, how come? Remember, they got bombed. So Iranians, Allahu Alam knows best. We say Allah knows best with regards to all of this. But we know with Ismail Haniya as well. How does Mossad come in? Because they blamed Mossad. Here again, they are blaming Mossad. So let's not just fall for it. All we can say here is let's not believe every word they say. We must understand that they've got a hidden agenda and they don't mind bombing their own people. They don't mind bombing their own guests. They don't mind if their guests, like Ismail Haniya, who came in, is not so fully protected. So based on this, we say on the greater scale, those people who are doing all of this, they're also going to face their punishment. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the rest of verse 8, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah will definitely inform you of what you used to do. So you take it on that scale, you take it on our scale. We loving like we're just going to live forever. What must we do? How do we come back? It's simple. Remember Allah, remember death often. You will be considered an intelligent person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsah wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person is one who he constantly is checking himself. constantly is reprimanding himself, constantly is saying, why am I, can I do this correctly the way Allah wants me to do? Why did I do that? You keep on checking yourself. And he, what does he do? He does actions for the life that is to come after death. And who is a foolish person? وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You know, in today's, in our communications today, what do we say? We say, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. He'll have, yes, Allah is most merciful. He will forgive you. But who is a foolish person? He just follows his desires. He just goes and has that cider. He has that drink. He speaks to this female. He's not concerned. And then at the end of it, he says, Allah is merciful. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this is a foolish person. You just follow your desires, and at the end, you have that false desires, false wishes, that you know what? I'm intelligent, whereas you're not. Because you're just following that which your nafs tells you now. Just go on this website, see this haram. Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khairan, Mulana, for those inspiring words. And you know, you said that a person who is an intelligent person will always be remembering death.
Huh? Gee.
A person who is an intelligent person will always remembering death. So I think the listeners should know
who that. Does actions for life.
And the du'as that one should remember death 25 times. Allahumma ba'd al-maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. To constantly remember death all the time. And also, we should always remember that in the back of our head that we should be in such a state that when Malak al-Maut takes my life, he mustn't take it in such a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with me. Because from riwayat and narrations, that the place that you passed away, we will be resurrected in that state.
Gee.
So if you are in a state of wudu, you're in a state of tilawat of the Quran, you at home, due to unforeseen circumstances, many a people passed away in hospital. But if you are healthy, you rather be in the comfort of your home, you know, because of the fitna and the dangers that are happening in this day and age, we don't know when our life can go. So we'd rather be safe than being sorry.
Stay away from evil places.
Evil places.
To our youth also, stay away from those evil places. There's one person in a family that I've heard in Medina Munawwara from South Africa. They moved there and they don't want to even move from Medina Munawwara because they don't even want to come to South Africa because they say, what if I pass away? And I miss that opportunity. So we're not coming. They're not going nowhere. They're staying there. Not even to visit. So Allah Azza wa Jal guide us, grant us tawfiq. But at the end, if Allah is destined that you're going to pass away in a certain place, Allah will make it such that you are forced to go there now. Look at Mufti Mahmoud Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi. He's buried here in Germiston.
Ellsberg, gee.
From India, but passed away in South Africa.
Rana, jazakallah khairan. Inshallah, we will continue it tomorrow.
Jazakallah.
Barakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the midday show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.